This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Good people of the United States, New Zealand, Australia, and Texas, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and
Russia.
Danny.
Russia, do we not have any Russians listening?
There's a Russian or two out there. Hey, today we're really stoked and excited because we are talking about fruit. What can we say about fruit? I have no idea.
You have nothing, do you, Danny?
No.
Because we just told you what the
Take
topic
it away,
was.
Girls.
Hey, he could talk about bananas. He brings one every potty.
He does. You're a banana man. Yeah, today we need to talk about fruit because fruit is getting the evil eye from too many people. Fruit consumption is getting lower because people think fruit is bad and fattening. Well, we are here to say the opposite.
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
Total opposite.
Or is it a pandemic?
Telling you, today is the day to celebrate fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so in this day and age of, shall we term my fingers are up, keto.
Your quote fingers?
Yeah, my quote fingers. You know, fruit is getting a bad rap, and people believe it's going to cause their weight to go up, whereas it's going to make it go down and you're going to be healthier.
Talk about it.
You know,
and we're going to talk about the natural balance.
Yes.
Just like spinach is a weight loss food and is so wonderful. But if you ate truckloads all day, you get gallstones. I don't know, oxalic acid
you'd get
stones.
Something.
You get something.
You'd get epic
There's
gas.
A beautiful balance. So we're going to talk today about where fruit fits in, but we want to make sure it does fit in. That's all we're trying to say.
Yeah.
So in the, I think we need to talk about it because of the attacks coming against it. And it's such a powerful healing food group and weight loss food group, and yet it's not being utilized. Sure, it is by some, but a huge, huge area of weight loss trends is kicking it out.
And it's just so simple, and it's not a specialty ingredient, and maybe that's why it's so being pushed aside, because you know what? You can be you can be very, very low income.
You can
and get WIC and get fruit.
You can still get
Oh, that's
fruit.
A good point. It's just as colorful as fruit is, it's just not as exciting as like your packaged little product that says weight loss on it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And we talk about how you can use fruit and Trim Healthy Mama in a very budget-friendly way, but I want to start off with this study. In a 25-year study from 1986 to 2011 that included over 124,000 people, it was found that increased flavonoid consumption, primarily from fruit, led to weight loss. The most weight loss, even after adjustment for changes in other lifestyle factors, including diet, smoking, physical activity, all of that doesn't matter. The people that had the most flavonoids from fruit were the leanest.
Fruit outperforms smoking.
Yes.
For you smokers out there. I know some smokers who are like, I don't want to gain any weight. I'm going to keep smoking.
They found that the consumption of I never know how to say this, Serene, anthocyanins.
What is it? What did you say?
Anthocyanins. It's a type of flavonoid.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it.
I'm just
going to
call it flavonoid, okay? Yeah. Potent flavonoids. There you go, Dan. Take it, yeah. Bring me back my book after that.
Yeah, well,
I'll just use your mic. Pearl, this is an anthocyanin.
Oh, that actually could be. The C might be like silent, like an S.
Yeah, I would do the C, but I can't see it in front of my face. And
would you think it was a K?
I thought it was a hard K sound, but you're doing it as a
Welcome to America.
Okay, yeah. Flavonoid content is likely to explain why people lose weight from an increased fruit consumption. Because, you know, you're going to say, but fruit has sugar, so how could it be weight loss? But it's these things in fruit that your body actually connects with, thrives with, and speeds up your metabolism.
Yes, and fruit isn't simple sugar. It is a sugar that's got a bunch of fiber attached to it.
Yes.
So
okay.
I agree that apple juice and orange juice, especially the pasteurized kind, and even the fresh, that is fattening.
Very
it's
fattening.
Fat in the cup. But when you have all that soluble fiber, we know that soluble fiber just makes a gel in your tummy and makes you satisfied and slows things down to a sludge.
Yes.
You know? So that's a very low glycemic environment.
And there's things like pectin and apples and pears and all those sorts of things that make your blood sugar, you know, not rise too quickly. Now, look at the difference between juice and fruit. What it takes just to get a small glass of orange juice, it takes like 5-6 oranges. That's not something that you should sit down to eat, 5 or 6 oranges, but one orange.
You see, see, that's what we're saying. We're not saying fruit is the ultimate weight loss food, so become a fruitarian. Don't ever have protein to balance out your meals, and eat fruit all day as much as you can. No, that might be a weight gain plan, right? Yeah. Just like eating steak all day is going to mess up with you somehow. It's going to slow your metabolism. It's going to put you in ketosis, which is fine for a while, and then guess what? You'll end up intermittent fasting because your metabolism is tanked.
I'm telling you. Now, Serena and I, let's be honest, we've done this both ways, okay? Yeah. So back in our vegan days, Serene, we would sit down, and because fruit was probably a major part
fruit
of our
was
diet,
our steak.
I remember eating 4 bananas, and then we'd get like a box of dates, have a whole bunch of them, maybe have an apple, and then we'd have raisins.
It lasted 2 hours, and then we'd eat a box of raisins.
And then you'd poop your diaper.
Yeah, we had a lot of...
No,
lot
I
of
was just drunk. It all turned to alcohol.
But you see that...
Does that happen?
Now, honestly, there are diets even to this day that say that's a good thing to do. We're here to live through it and say, no, don't do it. Okay, but then when we came to Trim Healthy Mama, we realized, hey, protein is so important. Yes. And we pushed that out. What were we stupid? Animal fats are so important. We pushed that out. So we pulled these things back in. But... because we'd come from such high fruit, I think we looked at it as it was a bit evil.
Or a little bit scared of it.
Like we knew it was God's food, but we were a little bit terrified of it because we'd abused it in our past lives.
And because we'd abused it, we saw the nasty side of it. But there's a beautiful side to this. It's balance, people. Everything is beautiful with its balance.
It is.
You know, taking a bath is a very healthy thing. If you stay in there 7 hours, you're a prune and you've got problems.
That's so true.
Analogies are so real right now.
Yeah, that's true, Serene. But I think that
it's like rest. Go for your it, Serene. Go, please rest more. People are just run here, there, and everywhere. You got to rest. Well, if you rest all day, you're going to get sarcopenia. Your muscles are going to waste, and you're just going to die.
Exactly.
Death.
So the balance. Let's talk about how to have fruit.
Can I have a quick question?
Yeah, do it, Dan.
Just for the rookie. Yeah. Should fruit be eaten with every meal?
No.
It's not
like a digestive aid.
Here's where I come and say, read the jolly book.
I've always thought of it as like a digestive aid. Like if I throw down some blueberries or an orange after a meal, that's some, I don't know why.
You know what? Fine, Danny.
Yeah.
You're fine. You could have it at every meal because Dan's doing crossovers at every meal.
Dan
can.
And
he can have it as part of his carbs.
But ladies that are losing weight on our plan, they might want to throw it in every meal. Although you could jolly well throw in a small handful of blueberries at every single meal if you wanted, actually.
He could throw a banana at every meal.
No, he could, but we're not talking.
Oh,
we're talking to
woman
our 100,000 listeners right
woman,
now.
And because the berries are so high in those antioxidants and polyphenols.
We'll talk about that. Now, if Dan had read the book, he would know the plan and that we utilize fruits in our e-meals, which are energizing meals. And those are the meals where we include good, healthy carbs. Because carbs are so important. I know we keep stressing this, but let's do it again. Carbs and fruit are so important for our adrenal glands and our thyroid.
Listen, you know, it's a trend. I know it's a trend and it sounds so common sense, you know, burn fat for fuel and everything. And we know that that's right occasionally, you know, as a juggle of fuels. But when you totally leave out the fuel of carbohydrates, of glucose, you're just a one engine plane. And I would not want to fly in a one engine plane. No, I'd want two burning. Thank you. Yeah. Exactly. But there's
analogy.
A way that seems right unto man, but in the end, it leads to death. It's a scripture. Yeah. And I'm always, being a PK, a pastor's kid, I'm going to bring in the scriptures.
So true.
But, you know, it seems all like it makes sense, this keto thing. But you know what? It seems right to man, but it's not right because God created fruit trees, people.
And he said, refresh me with apples in Song of Solomon. He talked about fruit in Deuteronomy.
Pomegranates were dripping from every single ornamental thing in the temple and even the priest's garments and everything. Fruit is a huge...
So I would say if you are stuck maybe in your weight loss or you're not seeing, I would say add more fruit, but do it in a wise way. Find out the fruits that are going to be best for your unique body. And that's where we're all at. we are all so different. Some of us do well with bananas. Some of us don't. Yeah. They probably have a bit too much sugar for those with unstable blood sugar. Maybe you should stick with half.
And especially if you're first coming to Trim Healthy Mama and you're coming from a sad American diet and you're just coming from carb overload. But since Pearl and I have been on this journey for a while, bananas actually make me too skinny now. Like I add
I burn them.
But I just burn banana like it's octane.
They will slim you?
Bananas can. They are full of wonderful fiber, so high in potassium.
Do I need to quit my bananas?
I have a banana every day
now. No, Danny, if you're having bananas, you have them with a lot of nut butter. Yeah. Keep the weight on you.
Okay.
Not you people listening unless you're Dan.
My gallbladder stopped hurting.
Good job, Dan. You're healing in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so I've been adding nut butter fat.
Hey, listen, just as we're talking, and it's not a plug for special ingredients. Well, maybe it is, but I'm not trying it to be a plug. I'm just saying, hey, our baobab boost powder is
all it is fruit.
And you know what? It's not even a fruit that's been processed to be dried like that in a powder. It comes like that around a stone and they just kind of like crumble
sweep it
off the stone.
An old broom.
It comes off the tree like that, falls like that, and that makes powder, and then we put it in a bag for you.
Yes.
Now,
you do other clean things, right?
Like, but I just want to say,
I said you sweep it into a bag.
We do it in it's in a nice environment.
But I want to say something really quickly though, and then Pearl, you can totally take over. But it's a fruit, people. It's so healthy, and it's a great fruit for diabetics.
It is,
because it's so gentle and it's so high in soluble fiber. But also, people, here's a little trick, because I had a child who he couldn't even take a drink of water when he was an older baby and toddler without like aspirating, and everything had to be thickened. And if you go to doctor's offices or medical places and buy their thickeners, it's so full of junk. It's awful. But guess what? If you have a situation, even an elderly person who has to have a thickener, baobab. I thickened all of my little toddler's liquids with a teaspoon of baobab and it worked. And then you don't have to have all that multi-dextrin weird thickeners.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. And baobab, again, it's so high in flavonoids. And flavonoids are these things that the study showed help us lose weight. Let's talk about some of the other just basic foods that aren't real expensive. Apples. I mean, apple. I love to put an apple on a salad, you know.
Oh, yes.
Apples on salads just kick that salad up into, stars taste wise.
And if you're like, I don't do salad, I'm like, you're just starting to eat healthy, and salad is like, I can't do salad. Apple will make it like this whole new thing.
It will.
It doesn't even taste like salad anymore.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Some people think, ooh, I'm going to shun on fruit because I'm on a protein, high protein diet and everything. It kind of makes you think fruit is off the page or off the plate, I should say. But so, when we first started our journey, Pearl and I, we kind of did that. We kind of put it off the plate. And because of that, it would come to dessert time. Maybe, we had an early dinner and we'd be hungry after dinner and we'd think, okay, let's make a dessert. And it'll be perfectly on plan. But I find it's so much more slimming for me now, even though maybe I don't need that anymore, is to just have like 4 almonds and an apple. The calories
are so
less.
But you're not going to be having that right after.
No, I'm saying this is dessert. This is, you had 5 o'clock dinner. Now it's like 8:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, people think, okay, where's my cream cheese cheesecake or where's my cottage berry whip? As perfect as that is, it's all great. A simple apple, and maybe you're surrounded right by a little protein. It's so much simpler. It's cheaper. It's faster. It's
fruit is about the fastest fast food you can ever have.
And it's low calorie.
I know.
It is
when
fast.
When you open a banana, I mean, that's 1 second.
It's instant.
I didn't used to have the money to buy my apples organic. I do buy them organic now just from Walmart. You don't have to peel them. You just chop them in your mouth. I mean, berries are just instant. These things are instant. And I find that if I'm like really craving, having a crazy day, if I have fresh berries around, they just really help me not to grab stupid nonsense stuff.
Have you ever, I don't even mix it anymore, but have you ever taken like I'll always make trail mix in my palm.
Yeah.
So I'll like get raisins, almonds, and then little healthy chocolates, like real chocolate, like the kind you girls like.
This is such a good Denny
snack. It's literally the best snack
good for you, Dan.
For me, is that a gainer?
It's a gainer for us women. But guess what? You're on the opposite. Remember, you're doing the anti-trim.
So everything I do, I want y'all to do the opposite.
No, but that's healthy.
But and I want to say another thing, though. Vitamin C is another reason why they're weight loss machines. Because, you know, why some people are at a plateau and why they can't, like, get rid of the last bit of weight that they're holding on to is they may be vitamin C depleted. Vitamin C shoves you into a fat burning mode.
Yes.
And fruit is high in vitamin C. Pearl, did you know that what I love to do now when I'm reading my books in bed?
Yeah.
Beforehand, I would dream about peanut butter and, you know, think, oh, well, I'll just have one of those lovely little, you know,
treases?
Pieces of toast or one little treese, and it would always end up seven later of something. Yeah. You know? So I just snack on frozen raspberries, and my treat is frozen dark cherries.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, frozen dark cherries.
Because I find a little carbohydrate before bed for me, because I'm nursing.
Yeah, helps.
Actually helps my metabolism. I don't feel so shaky in the morning.
Right. Frozen dark cherries are delicious. Sometimes they make me too cold when fruit's frozen. I like them half thawed.
Oh, but I come out of a hot shower and into the hot bedding.
Hot bedding.
Yes, with my frozen cherries.
Oh, man, that's good. So what now, Serene and I have talked about this before, but papaya. It's sort of hard to get right now, Serene, but...
Go to a Mexican food store, Pearl. A carnicera, yes. Is that how you call them? Mexican over there?
I grew up in Memphis.
Why I love papaya...
I grew up in Memphis.
...is because you can eat so much of it, and it's so low calorie, so you can really... You can just keep going. And the more you eat, the... it is so good for you.
Do you find it just slims you like...
Yeah,
like makes so you want to go to the bathroom and all the bloat goes.
Yeah, it's so good for the bloat.
Papaya is a sweat.
Papaya, you just got to make sure you get it and then you get it ripe enough. And sometimes it's hit or miss here in America when you get a papaya, but when it's good, it's so good. Oh, just like squeeze some lemon or lime on it.
If you get one and you hate its guts, you got a bad one. Just keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. It's the most slim, one of the most slimming foods you can have. Aside from a banana, even a regular banana is only about 100 calories, but fruit is very low in calories, and that's why you need it in your Trim Healthy Mama. Just balance, because if you're not having it, you're probably calorizing out on other foods too much. If you're including it, you're lightening up, and we need that balance.
Light and shade, and it's so high in folate. We need folate, especially anyone with an MTHFR.
MTHFR, yes. Yeah. Which fruits are the highest in folate, Serene?
Let me just think about that.
There you go, Leslie Pops.
Yes.
Google, Leslie, which fruits Google are the highest in folate?
Job for Leslie.
But but it's so true, Pearl. Even just our own anecdotal, just our own evidence from our own body, Pearl. We didn't necessarily want to lose weight, but we decided, hey, we just need to bring more fruit, and we just really felt inspired to we didn't want to leave anything out. We want to be balanced. And we were like, whoa, we're going to have to struggle to put some things back
on. Yeah, when Serena and I did start including more fruit, which is about a year ago, we decided we'd had a bit of fruit fear. And we even though we talked about it and we knew it was from God, we were still a bit scared of it. Now, we don't overdo it now, but we included it more every day. We made sure to have some fruit. And since then, my weight has been better. My metabolism's gone up.
Yeah.
Okay, so the highest fruit, avocado, of course, but bananas. Boy, avocados are high.
I know. You know, avocados
are high in folate.
Do you know, can I just tell you a little trick about
orange
avocados?
And papaya is high.
Can I tell you another
Leslie
little
Pops.
Trick about avocados? And I never knew. Because I hate guacamole that's in that already prepared... Weird. It tastes fuzzy. It's awful. And now my children don't even know how to enjoy an avocado because they got put off by a church potluck where a person always brought that dip.
Yuck.
Bless their souls. But the other thing is...
Yeah, the one on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, I hated it. Sorry, whoever's listening.
Yeah, but you know, the other thing is that sometimes avocados just aren't ripe and you're like, well, you know, how am I going to enjoy it? Well, Pearl, at Kroger's in their smoothie frozen fruit section, they have frozen cubed avocado for smoothies.
Is it good?
Oh, my goodness. My double fermented kefir, which all the carbs are out of, you see, I can add avocado and be on plan. Oh, my goodness.
Is it so
perfect.
Good?
Perfect. It makes it taste like ice cream.
Yum.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's
How
not
How much
weird.
Do you put in? Like a half an avo?
Just a little handful, yeah.
Wow. Do you know what the other thing about fruit the reason it's going to be so good for you is high water content. Okay, like leafy greens and all, you know, the veggies, they have high water content. Fruit's higher. It actually has more water in it. And anytime you're having water in foods, a natural water content is cleansing your gut, Danny, healing your gut. And then it has its own enzymes in it.
Right.
And so that makes your digestion so much better.
Yeah, and it's slimming because you're filling up too with that water. That's why super slimming.
I'm happier on fruit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it goes straight to your brain.
Does it?
Causes a release of serotonin.
I literally feel happy as I eat it. After I eat it, I'm in a better mood.
Yeah.
It's noticeable.
I
used to not notice. I think when you're unclean or when you're filled with Coke and government breads and such, you just don't taste stuff. And I felt like lately you don't feel stuff, but I'm more and more feeling the effects of what I eat very consciously. Like I'm aware that I made a bad decision or if I made a good decision, I can feel it.
No, I agree. There's a level that goes up in my brain and it's a good thing.
I think my body's more sensitive. Level. It's becoming more sensitive to influences, even to the food. I mean, gosh, should you not feel your food, you know?
Yeah, you should.
Yes, you should.
And fruit is one of those things that you can more readily feel than other things, I think.
Okay.
Well, the fruits are a source of many essential nutrients that you can only get from food that are under-consumed. Essential nutrients that actually people are
missing out on.
Missing.
Yeah.
Fruits are a source of those.
Yeah. And here, you know how fruit is sweet. Now, obviously, if you are already a type 2 diabetic. Well, if you're a type 1, you've got to calculate your carbs and take insulin. You know what to do, basically. But if you're maybe a pre-diabetic or a type 2 diabetic already, now we still want you to eat fruit. Just figure out amounts and the kinds that are best for you. So like a green apple is going to be easier on you than a banana or than pineapple or than a mango. So you could have pears and you could have plums and nectarines. What are some others, Serene?
Papaya
would probably be your best.
Berries.
I mean, berries are so low in sugar.
Strawberries are one of the lowest.
This is interesting. Mangoes. Okay, think about how much it satiates, okay? So an entire, if you even ate an entire frozen bag of mangoes, 10 ounce from the grocery store, you'd think, oh, I'm never going to eat that much. But let's just say you're really hungry.
Yeah.
And you wanted to eat that as your snack and some collagen in your tea.
Yeah.
Right? I think that would take you a long time to eat and you really would feel like you ate a lot.
Yes.
All of that would come to was 200 calories.
Hey, take that to the movie theater, man.
The Snicker bar,
oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So little and you'd be done in four or five chomps. Is over 250 calories, and that's about 1 minute's worth.
Yeah.
And that bag of mango would be about 25 minutes worth of eating.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And you've got all the nutrients and, you know, the enzymes and all of that.
And that Snickers bar's
that's taking up five times more room in your stomach to make you feel fuller. And all the macronutrients. And I do want to look at this, though. I know that even though fruit is sweet, studies show that it still can lower blood sugar.
Oh, yeah. Well, blueberries heal diabetes.
Yes, they do. Fruit can heal your diabetes. There's a study done in Mexico. They tested a low fructose diet. So, and they didn't like take isolated fructose.
Yeah, because we know that's
not the
awful.
Powder. That's not great. You never want to separate it from the fruit. So they tested a low fructose diet, low fruit diet against a moderate fruit diet. Now, I'd call Trim Healthy Mama moderate because it's nice and balanced. Both groups saw improvements to blood sugar, sugar insulin resistance, and blood pressure. The biggest difference between the two groups was weight loss. The natural moderate group lost 50% more weight.
Wow.
That's huge.
When there was more fruit involved.
Wow.
That's a big number.
I'm going home for some fruit, people, but I'm mixing it with fat like Denny is.
Isn't that interesting, though?
That's amazing.
You know, we think because it's sweet and it's because it has this natural fructose that it's not going to be good in our blood sugar. We just got to get wise about how we do it. Noticed it was a moderate amount.
Does anybody else get hungry listening to the Trim Healthy podcast?
You know, the other thing about fruit is it's harvest.
Mm.
You know, it's time when I think it's happiness to our body because, you know, in the Bible it talks about how time for dancing, time because we're bringing in the grapes, we're bringing in the harvest. It's There's something poetic to that.
There's something happy. Time, the fruit is like celebration.
And I feel like when your metabolism knows that this is a time to celebrate, it's a time to rev. You know, the world is good. It's not a time to hold on to every calorie and shut down and go into bear hibernation mode, because guess what? This isn't harvest. This is like, hang on for all that you're worth and hold on to the fat.
Preservation mode.
Yeah.
And isn't the picture of a king's feast, isn't it overflowing with those tall bounties of fruit, yes, like right in the middle of the table?
Yeah. Definitely. Head of a pig.
And the head of a pig on a spit. But it seems to indicate abundance.
Yes.
And like, we don't just have the basics to scrape by. Oh my gosh.
Good job, Serene.
Just leave your phone on. Dude, what are we, like, 3 years?
It's Arden.
Hey,
Arden, you're on the podcast. Say hi. I've got the phone up.
Oh, how you doing, Mom?
You know, how are you doing podcasts? That's what you say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's going to talk.
No, I'm talking. I'm on the potty and you like, you called.
Okay,
and so
sorry,
thought,
no one wants to hear you talking.
No one wants to listen. Okay, bye. Pause it.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene. This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
This book, I told you about it last week, Mini Habits for Weight Loss, I've been reading, and this is pretty interesting. He calls this Take This Challenge at Your Own Risk. The author is Stephen Guys. I recommend the book. Not everything I believe in, but boy, it's got some good nuggets.
It's my book after you, right?
Okay, yes. The Strawberry Chips Challenge. This is talking about how the volume of foods and the nutrients of foods versus devitalized packaged foods. Dan, you're going to love this. One day, I'm reading now. See how far you can get eating 1 8-ounce bag of potato chips. I imagine most people could do that. Another day, see how far you can get eating 7.2 pounds of strawberries. One bag of chips and 7.2 pounds of strawberries contain the same amount of calories.
Wow.
So as long as you count them, it doesn't matter if you eat the chips or strawberries, right? Wrong. Because you're not even, I mean, that bag of chips is just going to go wolfing down your throat.
Well, not to mention the oils that are going to rot your gut out.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing though?
That is incredible.
7.2
And it's natural,
pounds?
It's instinctual too.
Yeah.
You know, it's instinctual for a child to just love fruit.
It is.
I feel very like Zen garden-like, back to the ancients of mankind's foundations when I eat fruit. It's just like I'm plucking it from the tree,
yes,
even though
are.
It's a bag in the fridge.
Right.
I still pretend.
And Serene, you were talking about frozen fruits. I think they're a great way. If your budget is limited and you can't go to like Whole Foods and get organic fresh berries, because, oh my goodness, they are expensive.
I don't ever buy fresh berries, and
you know,
probably could, but I don't. It's too expensive.
Frozen berries are so wonderful, especially on Trim Healthy Mama, because, you know, they're fuelful. They're lower in sugars, so everyone can do them, even diabetics. Buy them frozen. They're so much less expensive.
A pint of ice cream and some frozen mixed berries. The ice cream is more expensive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you do it by weight.
Yeah. And so what about some other inexpensive fruits? I mean, I find bananas very inexpensive.
Oh, yeah. Mandarins right now?
Yes.
At Aldi's? They're like a buck something or other.
Apples. And then there's fruits of the season. Like I buy pears in the fall,
plums,
cranberries in the
fall. Those little clementines. Cranberries.
Yeah, that's what
and
she's talking about, mandarins.
Oh, my goodness.
Oranges. Oh, my goodness. I love an orange. Do you know what I love about an orange my whole life? I feel so special that when you open it, there's the baby little orange pieces in there. The mother's had a baby, like a little koala baby hanging on to it.
Yeah, I love
do you know
those
what
baby
I mean?
Pieces.
Yeah, but if
Didn't
I do
it?
That, I can't eat it.
Yes, you can. It's sweeter.
Oh.
It's sweeter.
Sweet little, bring me that little baby.
Come on, eat
bring
the koala.
Bring me that sweet little angel baby.
Oh, I do love that. I do love that about fruit, just the little segments.
Yeah.
The little, yeah. When no one can peel an orange in our house without being asked for a toll.
You know,
like a toll bridge? Give me a toll.
Oh, it's a
just
service.
Just because you're peeling it in front
it's
of me,
service.
I deserve a toll.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get a, yeah, my
a
kids
A toll
always,
is one segment.
Yeah, you got to give me a piece, for
But
sure.
then if you're a large family, everyone
yeah,
in that room,
you got nothing
you
left.
Get a toll. You're just peeling for the world.
How meant to be is fruit, though? Like, I usually don't peel an orange. I mean, I'll peel a clementine because it's easy. It falls off.
You don't
off.
Peel an orange? I love peeling oranges.
Oh, not the fingernail vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my thumb was just, it's just.
Oh, well, how do you eat oranges
just
then? Do you
bites cut, into it and then
do you
peels.
Cut them or do you not even buy oranges? You just do clementines?
No, I cut them. And I have a special method. I don't use the counter.
What?
I cut them right in my hand.
Oh, that's nasty.
I just
and
don't
the
cut
juice
through.
Drips through?
Yeah, just oh, over the no. sink.
And then you put it on your face like aftershave or something.
I just bust it into my face like a Neutrogena commercial. Just blah,
I don't
splash.
Like to get messy with fruits. Like some people will like open a mango and just chew on it. No,
oh, I
have to
that.
Have it all segmented.
No, I have
your
to have it dripping down my face.
Your string gets messy with her face and hands.
I look like a monster with all the mango strings hanging out of each
it.
Tooth.
Yeah, chia teeth is what we call that. Yeah. When I went to Guatemala, you could pull a mango off a tree.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And everybody had chia teeth. Because and it's no one stopping you. Like it could be a stranger's
they're just
tree.
Everywhere.
They're everywhere, and there's too much, and they don't care that you take their fruit.
Yeah,
and it's not like a luxury. I think fruit. You should buy fruit. I don't even think about budget with fruit. What are you gonna do?
No, I know. I just think some people have it in their heads that they can't afford it because they're gonna think, well, I can't afford all that organic fresh stuff.
You can't afford to not eat fruit.
That's what I'm saying. So buy it conventional then. It's still all the flavonoids are gonna be better for your body.
Bananas have a thick skin.
I don't buy organic bananas.
No, I never do. And I don't buy organic fruit for my children. I've got so many and they eat it like
when you've got
water is coming
children,
out of the tap. No, they're just it's just ridiculous. They just eat it all day and I don't wanna you know, what's that word? We're stingy. I don't want to be stingy. So, but you know, you just think a bag of apples at Aldi's, what is it? Like $3 and something or other?
Yeah.
And there's what? 20 something apples in there?
Are there?
Maybe there's a lot. About the big 14. Bags.
Yeah.
But you just think that's cheaper than a little snack bar at the petrol station.
Well, when
junk.
You're eating an apple, it's about 14 cents.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, people. Like it's all in your head.
It is. Yeah.
Go that's buy it. Your fruit.
Other fruits.
Just don't pair fruit if you're trying to lose weight with a bunch of fattening Gouda cheese, like hunks of it.
I mean,
don't dip in a quarter of a cup of peanut butter.
Yeah, that's when fruit can become fattening because it does have some sugars and then you've got fats in your meal at the same time. So therefore, your body may not get around to burning those sugars.
It will burn the sugars. It won't get around to burning the peanut
burning
butter.
The fat. Exactly like that. Yeah. You're right. So that's why we created the email. The email is a wonderful platform for fruit to shine because you're just having that tiny bit of fat. You're having some protein. And it doesn't have to be big hunks of meat protein. That's what I'm saying. Just have a little collagen or whey in your drink.
And like I said, if you are finding time of knowing where to put it in because you've kind of got certain meals that you like, you could do what I do and it's just 20 minutes before.
Yeah, because fruit burns – what Serena's saying
if you
is
have it
fruit,
by itself, totally.
Fruit burns faster for your from your body than most carbs.
So if I have papaya, which is so water content, and I just have it totally alone and I know I'm about to have protein in 20 minutes, I have it as an appetizer and then it's burnt and done with and then I start
afresh. I do want to say something, Serena, because now a lot of people might go and try that. Your body is a burner.
Okay,
you have really good fast, you've got a lot of muscle tone that burns carbs. You have a fast metabolism. So now
we should have talked about that.
No, some people
first.
Could try this and it could work for them because fruit's going to burn through your body much faster than like a grain or like even a sweet potato because like you said, it's water content.
Yeah.
But if you're trying this, what Serene says, you know, fruit before a meal on an empty stomach because it's going to burn and it doesn't. You're not serene. You're unique.
Right.
You're unique.
Yeah. If the scale goes up, then just keep it in an email fashion around protein. But sometimes to me, I'm just like, well, I don't want to have a banana, you know, with blah, blah. I just feel like having my S smoothie. So I'm going to have this, wait my 20 minutes, and then I know I'm incorporating.
I love fruit as an afternoon snack.
Yeah. I love
it. I'm going to go home right after this party. I'm going to have some banana. And I'm going to have it with I love it with John here. He gives me almond butter or cashew butter, but I just do a thin smear if I want to keep it in E. If I want to cross over and I'm not worrying about my scale at all, I'll do quite a thick blob of it and I'll just spread it right on the banana or I'll have it on like some thin rice cakes or some sprouted toast or some Ravita crackers.
Yeah,
oh,
so yum. And when I get home, because, you know, I'm still nursing and I do live on crossovers, I'm having my yuck yum smoothie filled with raspberries and avocado and my double fermented kefir with baobabs.
Well, I'll be having avocado.
Which is a
fruit. Soon
as
I get home.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Because I forgot to. I meant to on the way, like before I came. Yeah. And you reminded me. When I heard the word avocado, I was like, oh, I pictured the, you know how when you squish it and it's just right?
Yeah.
You know that it's ripe? I did that this morning and I was like, you're mine today.
Have you ever?
Yeah, you're mine today. That's what it is, hey?
You're mine.
Because it's hard to get there. Yes. Hey, what's your, Leslie Pops, what's your favorite fruit, lovey? Is it a good English fruit or what? Come on now.
English fruit.
Is it marmalade is jam?
Hey, is English fruit, is it just fruit that thinks it's better than other
yes.
people?
Yes.
Okay.
It speaks with it.
Yeah. Gosh, Serena's mic's tall. I love avocado. I have anxiety if I don't have like six on the counter at all times. Yeah, and I've got like the fridge. I've got like the, okay, now, okay, you're ready for the fridge. You're coming in, you're coming with me.
Oh, yeah.
But I love, I like apple. Like I'll do like a classic like sliced apple.
Mm.
And then I like English peaches. Style.
Yes, peaches.
I like peaches and plums.
But they're very seasonal, eh?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I
yeah.
don't even buy a peach in the winter.
Yeah.
They can be terrible, but in the summer, feast on them.
Man. I like half-time oranges because half-time when what? You used to play sports at school and the little wedges of oranges and it just, I always.
I never heard of half-time oranges.
That's just I call it that.
Oh.
It's just my little word for them.
Oh.
When they're in wedges.
Oh, yeah.
All the parents used to bring them out at halftime, like whatever the sport was.
Oh, okay.
It was the refreshment. So I call them halftime oranges.
That's interesting because when I went to school in Australia, they what you buy at the tuck shop
yeah.
with your money, they would quarter oranges and freeze them. And we used to love them. Have you ever had a quarter of a frozen orange?
Never.
Yummy. It takes a long time to eat and it's really good.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Dan, we're finishing with you and your favorite frote. Is it Mexicano?
My favorite fruit?
Yeah. Is it like from guava. Your heritage and your childhood?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, I've got my favorite fruit and then I've got like the easy fruit I keep in stock. And it doesn't mean it's my favorite. My favorite fruits is plural. It's anything like tropical mangoes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably going to be my Spanish roots is like tropical fruit. That's just, to me, it's like luxury fruit. You know, you got your, like apples to me are like a local American thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're from Washington.
Well, Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, this is an American vibe. What I keep in stock, because it's easy, quick, fast food, is bananas and clementines, because their wrapper opens easily.
And their kid foods are dead.
And I never really thought about that until this moment. It's because it's the fast food
yes.
of fruits.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I were to put a second into it, yeah, I'd stock up on pineapple, mangoes, all the tropics.
See, pineapple makes my tongue fuzz, like burn,
oh,
like
I've heard
pain.
That before. Lisa says that.
Yeah, pineapple hurts me. And here's the thing
what
about pineapple.
It
takes so long to cut and get it right.
Yes.
Pineapple?
Yeah.
It's not a fast
well,
food.
You can buy
it. I tell you what, though, I love a bit of, you know, canned pineapple and just yeah. not in sugar syrup, but that on some pizza. See, there's people that love pineapple on pizza and pizza people that don't, but
I do.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, pineapple goes on
pizza. And back to fruit, my favorite is fresh figs. If I could
eat. That's your favorite fruit, eh?
Fresh figs. Yes.
It's not
that's very earthy of an Australian.
So amazing. Fresh figs. And then it'll be papaya.
Now, there's some fruit down under in Australia.
Oh, Fijoas in New Zealand?
Yeah.
That's the best of all, right, girl?
But now we just like talk about what we like and we're not really giving information.
Narcissists.
Hey, tune into the Narcissist Trim Healthy Podcast.
Trim Healthy Narcissists.
Yeah. And it's like they're listening. They're like, okay, so you like that. What are you giving me? Give me.
Why am I here? That's what someone thought the thought. Why am I still here?
They
I have
did.
Dishes to do.
I know. We're supposed to be giving them something.
My husband is watching the babies so I can listen to this.
Well, maybe that's why
no,
they're still
not
here.
Not me. I'm imagining I was a person.
There are
yeah,
people.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like sometimes it's like the mother's time and people are
okay, so
are
we should give our best tip, a best quick meal with fruit. That's a good something to give people rather than what's your favorite. That's real narcissism.
Hey, who started? I think
me.
It was Pearl.
Narcissism. Pearl the narcissist. Okay, so to this day, okay, I've got my apple water cottage salad. Everyone knows that was in the first book. It was in the second book, or you can Google it. It's like cottage cheese, apples, celery, little seasoning, and a tiny sprinkle of spicy nuts on top. It's so good. But these days, I just like an e-salad with lots of greens, balsamic vinegar.
Ooh, yum.
And I go for a big one. I cut up a big, fresh, juicy, chompy apple.
Ooh,
and then I just put just a sprinkle of nuts over the top. E amounts. It's just amazing.
Is an olive a fruit?
No. I don't know. It's got a stone in it.
It goes good on a fruit salad, though. I'm not a fruit salad.
Really?
A salad with fruit in it.
Olives?
Yeah, fruit salad's this other thing.
I never had olives in them.
No, if you're having like green lettuce and your chopped carrots and whatever you're doing, olives
That's
in there?
That's not fruit salad.
Well, apples, raisins.
Oh. I love a raisin in a fruit in a salad, a green salad too.
Doubt.
Serene, quickest meal with fruit, quick.
Sorry, it's just simple and it's just sliced papaya and sliced banana with a little squeeze of lime juice and then a collagen and a little almond milk.
I'm with you. I do that.
That's
I do that a lot.
My favorite breakfast, fruit breakfast.
Yeah, I do that as breakfast or an afternoon snack.
Yeah.
You know what? If you do it in an afternoon snack, you don't even need coffee.
Oh, I know. Energy is warm there.
Okay, do you have anything to bring? Are we closing this?
Oh, can I just tell you quickly, quick tip. After you eat that papaya and you peel that skin, I take the inside of the skin and rub it all over my face. It is incredible. Alpha hydroxy acids, people. Yeah. It's a wrinkle eraser. But just wait. Just make sure your husband doesn't meet you at the door like that. It makes you a bit orange.
Serene, I can relate to that in the summertime when it's hot.
Yeah.
And I am like in the backyard and I've already... Like I have this weird thing.
Okay, we are going narcissist.
I know, but look, if I'm freshly showered,
yes,
right?
Narcissist.
I don't want to touch. I don't want one child or the attendant at the gas station. I do not want to be touched in my pure state.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
What about your lovely Lisa wife?
And if I shave, it's worse because I don't want bacteria near my...
What about Lisa? You want her all snudging over you, don't you?
I don't
you?
Want her no. touching me. Oh not God. Until a mandatory 8 hours of filth of the dust of the
and
world.
And then she has to only kiss you when you're filth.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll pooch the lips out more just to keep it away from the face. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
You just do a distance kiss. You stay an inch away. All right. But when I've already come through that, let's say I woke up the next day, like next days are all in. Like once, you know,
Hold
I went
on,
to
you
bed.
You only shower and, once every second day?
No. I'm going to shower, but I just woke up. And I've already, and I haven't showered yet.
It's after the shower, you're untouchable.
Now
okay.
The kids can sit on dad's lap and touch my face. My kids, when I shave, they want to put bacteria in my open pores. That's
I've
what
never
they
thought
want.
About it.
They want to do it. They're like, oh, dad,
shave. Bacteria's good for you. Come
Let's
on.
Give him acne.
But can we get to the end of the narcissism talk?
Here's the point. The point is that once I've gotten over the dirty... The film I can feel on my body, it's summertime. I want one of those peaches that are mostly water.
Yeah.
And I want to smash my face. And I pretend that I'm taking a bite, but I'm really smashing my face into an experience.
Yes.
And I grit it and it just pours just down and I don't even care what I'm wearing and I just... And do you ever drink the water out of the bowl that your bite has now made?
Oh, yeah.
You just take the bite and then you have to make that horse just... And your whole family hears it and you're the great. King. You're the king. King.
You're the king.
Brilliant. See you later, boo. Nothing, mom, on my way. And then I'll be
nothing, mama, to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.